and gentlemen, it's Monday morning on the Lorna Wally Morning Show. It's time to talk baseball with the legendary Boston Red Sox pitcher himself, Bill the Spaceman Lee. Well, good morning, Billy boy. How you doing?
Good morning. Sun's out. Robins, Blue Jays. It's spring's in the air. Trouble is, it's only about 20 degrees. So.
Wow. So you're back home?
Yeah, we're back home. I went to Orange County. I played Pelican Hills with Pinella and Steve Sachs, which are two of my mentors. They were both responsible, one for my shoulder and the other for beating me in the playoff game in Montreal in 81 when Rick Mundy hit that home run. It was a tough week. Flew back, got a cold. My bags are still in Denver. Other than that, it's been good.
You know, you do sound like you got the cold.
Oh, my God. It's just when you travel in cold weather and you're getting up at 4 in the morning and then your bags are still in Denver. I'm going, that's Stapleton Airport. Don't ever go there.
Okay, I gotcha. Okay,
don't go through Denver. If you have minimum connections, never go through Denver because your bags will never make it.
Okay, two things I want to talk to you about this morning.
Yeah.
Number one, I was reading about some of the contracts that some of the pitchers have over the weekend. Our starting pitching looks phenomenal. And you look at the money that these guys are making. Now, back in the day, when you were pitching for the Red Sox, what was the biggest salary you ever had on an annual basis?
$75,000.
Unbelievable.
After winning 17 games 3 years in a row.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, boy. I went to Montreal and they doubled it to $150,000. The problem was that you got taxed at 58%. I was bringing home less money in Canada. So, don't go to Canada.
Stay out of Denver's airport and stay out of Canada. Okay, we have
well,
that
I'm telling you,
so
if you want to make money, that's all I know. I had a great time. I got a new wife and I got a daughter out of it.
Yeah.
She left here, but no, I made $9,500 my first year. And then I was 9-2, I think, and I think they bumped it to 17, you know, and I was ecstatic, not knowing anything. Then Marvin Miller came into my life, and I worked for the player agent. You know, I'm responsible for all the other guys making money, but I never made any money like that.
I know you're responsible for the other guys making money.
Yeah, they love me. I mean, the players love me, management really. They don't, you know, they tolerate me now. They have to because the fans like me, but if the fans didn't like me, boy, I'd be hanging from some tree up here in Vermont.
Okay. Now, what do you say about the starting pitching? Red Sox starting pitching appears to be really on top of things right now.
They're all Cy Younger. Every one of them, the first three, and then, I mean, when I saw them in spring training, they were lights out. They didn't even throw in the games. They were throwing on the side. I saw Price, and I told you guys that he was lights out. His first game was spectacular. Sale's game was spectacular. Porcello, he's a Cy Young winner. And I don't know who started the fourth game, but he didn't give up any runs either. So
yeah, Velasquez, it's the first time in 118 years that the first four starters have allowed one run or fewer.
Isn't that amazing?
Well, that's what I saw. And yeah. I'm telling you, I was so mad with Cora in the first game. Because he didn't get Kelly out. I didn't see it, but I saw the box score, and when I saw Kelly face four or five batters, that was it. He shouldn't have only faced one. Boy, if I was there, I would only have one arm, and if I was managing, I'd have a hook on my left arm. I'd be called Captain Hook.
Captain Hook.
Hey, Bill, do you worry about, you know, they open at home Thursday. Do you worry about pitchers getting hurt in the cold weather?
No. I love cold weather. I was always 6-0 or 7-1 through April and May because hitters hate cold weather. If you can put the ball where you want to, you know, you don't even have to throw hard. You just throw a changeup blowing away, and those guys hit a ball off the end of the bat, and their fingernails fall off. It's really nice pitching in cold weather.
Wow. Okay.
All right, so you think the bullpen was more Alex Cora kind of learning as he goes? I mean, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. No, it's... It's tough. Kelly got a lot of work in spring training. I saw him, and he threw hard. I mean, he's one of those guys. But if he can't find home plate with a handful of rice, you got to get him out of there.
Okay. Now, that's bad. You can't find home plate with a handful of rice. Okay.
That's fantastic.
Okay, there's your takeaway of the day today.
Right.
Yeah. Billy, the Billy Report. Yeah, Billy, thanks a million. Yeah. To have stuff. Wait, stay warm up there in Vermont.
Oh, tell you, I'm going to Montreal to get two teeth pulled. I'm like Jack Nicholson in the Little Shop of Horrors. I'm going up for the pain medication.
Well, have a great time, okay?
Yeah, I'll talk to you when I come home a little lighter.
Okay, right. Great. Great talking to you. Have another one. We'll talk to you next week. There's Bill Lee reports more.